This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. While ballots are still being counted from yesterday's statewide primary, turnout clearly broke records. More than 1.5 million ballots have been processed so far. That's 45% of active voters, or a 7-point increase over the 2018 primary. Unaffiliated voters chose Democratic candidates by a margin of 2-1. Lauren Boebert's victory over incumbent Republican Congressman Scott Tipton is the big upset from yesterday. CPR's Tina Sieg spoke to a former congressman who represented the district.
Republican Scott McGinnis, who represented Colorado's 3rd congressional district for 6 terms, was surprised by Boebert's win over Tipton. But he thinks voters are looking for a change.
There's a mood out there, and when you put that mood with a lot of spunk and energy and upheaval, you better keep your radar on 24 hours a day because it has, we'll have surprises. And I think that's what happened here in this race.
Boebert, a political newcomer, will face Democrat Diane Mitch Bush, a former member of the Colorado House, in the November election. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Officials say only 3 people at the Weld County Jail tested positive for COVID-19 during a second round of testing, whereas 23 tested positive in early June. Officials say they tested nearly 400 people in late June. The 3 inmates with positive tests have been separated from the rest of the jail population. 5 inmates whose tests were inconclusive are being retested. 85 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.